Let's head over to Blacksburg, where the Hokies are not going to be because they're going to be in Greenville taking on East Carolina. But Chris Coleman, he is in Blacksburg covering TechSideline.com. First down for the Hokies, Chris. It is on ECU, but what did you like that you saw from Brendan Motley last week against Purdue?
Oh, the smash route concepts against cover two defense, which he was late on against Furman. He was dead. He was on point against Purdue. I think they maybe only threw that maybe once or twice in the game, but he hit that corner out to Isaiah Ford right before halftime that set up the go-ahead touchdown. He was late on that pass the week before, but his timing was perfect this week. So you can see from that standpoint that he's slowly making strides.
Second down. Only thing really to complain about was the penalties, but other than that, it was the most complete performance that we've seen by Virginia Tech in some time. What most stood out to you?
I think it was the running game, and it was a balanced running game. Like no running back dominated, but it was just the offensive line creating holes on the outside. Purdue's stout on the inside, but they don't have a lot of speed, so you kind of knew Virginia Tech was going to attack them on the outside, and you know, it's one of those cases where the Hokies did exactly what they needed to do. And then what I don't remember the last time I saw Virginia Tech block two straight teams consistently. So we're making strides from that standpoint.
Third down. Going four downs with Virginia Tech. They got East Carolina tomorrow at 3:30. He's Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. And on to ECU. Always entertaining, always thrilling when these two teams get together. It goes into the fourth quarter. What concerns you the most about the Pirates?
I think East Carolina, they're always a solid program, but what concerns me the most is their status as a non-ACC member. I mean, they've won their last four games against ACC opponents. I mean, they really play with a chip on their shoulder when they play ACC teams. They really remind me of Virginia Tech before Virginia Tech joined the Big East. I mean, you're talking about two schools that came from the same background. They were football independents. They play each other a lot, and they pretty much split the series. The only difference between the schools is Virginia Tech got in the Big East back in the day, and East Carolina did not. So what really concerns me about East Carolina is their hunger. They always want to beat ACC-level teams, and you've seen that the last couple of years. I think it's four wins in a row against ACC opponents.
Fourth and final down. What must Virginia Tech do tomorrow to make it three in a row?
Oh, they got to be balanced. You can't go down there and just throw the ball. You can't go down there and just run the ball. I think you got to have balance offensively. But, you know, that does start with a running game. I mean, if you can get a running game going, that opens up the play-action pass. That takes a lot of pressure off Brendan Motley. So, you know, you got to have balance on offense, but balance starts with the running game, so the Hokies have to be good up front.
Chris Coleman, four downs every Friday. TechSideline.com is where you can find him. Do it again next week, my man.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.